with that, gee, how do you follow that? Well, you know what? We follow it with a fabulous group here and a singer. And you know, when I saw who was going to be here, I actually did listen to this. I don't remember if it was video because I couldn't tell you the difference. It was only described with a fabulous voice to listen to and some wonderful music on YouTube. And so I would love to introduce as our keynote for tonight. Let's see if we can get Lori Beebe and Lewis. And Lori Lewis, let me get it straight. Lori Lewis and even, I think it was Rich. Am I correct? Yeah, let me go to the right. Okay, Lori and Chuck, am I correct? Is that it?
Yes.
And Jim, that's the other person. One day I'll remember. Okay. Lori, Chuck, Jim, take it away.
If I tumble down, would you pull me up? If I surrender, if I fail, would you say you knew me well? For as long as I can say, I have known rejection and pain. I have seen the fire in the stove, and still it keeps me warm. So many questions in this mystery. Sometimes I lose my way, looking for answers down roads that go nowhere. Truth is what I need. Mercy on me, yeah. Oh, mercy on me. I've been struck down, turned around. Heaven's in my heart, although we're worlds apart. In this expanding universe, I need to hear your voice. Do you hear me when I cry? When the songbird sings at night, where the river meets the raging sea, when you find questions in this mystery. Sometimes I lose my way, looking for answers that roads have gone nowhere. Truth is what I need. Oh, mercy on me, yeah. Oh, mercy on me. I've been struck down, turned around, down on my knees. Your mercy on me.
Thank you so much. What an honor it is to be in the presence of the most amazing people. I've spoken to a lot of you, and I know some of the people here at the head table. Last time I was at a head table is when I got married. I don't know. I was kind of waiting for the bride or the. I got to sit next to Jeff. And it was really lovely talking to him. Okay, I'm going to straighten this out now about the name. It's because, oh my goodness. Okay, my name is Lori B.B. Lewis. There you go. There's that B.B. thing. He was like having the hardest time trying to figure out where does this fit in? I don't know. And my husband is Chuck Lewis over here to my right on the guitar. And our good friend Jim Schmitz on bass. and our drummer, we don't let him out of the box that he sits in. So, yeah. Anyway, we're going to be your troubadours tonight. We'll do a few songs, and I'll tell you a couple of stories of my life and where I come from and what I'm about. So, but first we're going to do another song, Just Because We Can. I am a poor wayfaring stranger, while journeying through this world of woe. Yet there's no sickness, toil or danger in that bright land to which I go. I'm going there to see my father. I'm going there no more to going over Jordan. I'm only going over. Home. I know dark clouds will gather on me. Before me, where God's redeemed, the vigils keep. I'm going there to see my mother. I'm going there no more to roam. thank you guys so much. Chuck and I have been working on an album, and that is going to be on the album. We've been working on this album now for a very long time, actually so long that I'm almost beginning to think we should call it the Bucket List album, because it's taking so darn long. Okay, so, you know, I was asked to just share some things about my life and about my my career, my music career, which has actually been very interesting. I started out as a very young girl in music. The first song I ever played and performed was in sixth grade, and it was, I'm dating myself now, The Green Beret. And my father sat out at the PTA meeting and cried. He was so proud of me. And so after that, I learned how to play the guitar. And after that, I went to camp in the summertime, getting ready to go to seventh grade. And I started playing the violin. And that was so fun. But when I finally got to violin camp, after only playing 2 weeks, I got there and all the violins were taken, all the violins. So there was this one great big giant violin called the bass. And the conductor said, "You want to play this one?" And I said, "No, I don't. It's big." He goes, "No, we don't have anybody else to play it. And you're the tallest girl." So I got stuck playing the bass. Little did I know how much I would really love that instrument. And I went on to play the bass in the orchestra for a few years. Well, in the meantime, my mother, who is our momager, as they call them today, we had a little band called Pitch Blend. And we actually had a little one-hit wonder in the Michigan regional area. And if you Google Pitch Blend now, you actually can find us on Wikipedia, and you might even be able to buy our one and only record for $150 on eBay. Talk about strange. But when I was with that group, we opened up for some great artists, and we toured with Bob Seger, Ted Nugent and the Amboy Dukes, Alice Cooper, the MC5, Kick Out the Jams, and you know the rest of it. And I actually sat down with Bob Seger and used to sit and listen to him play piano, and we would sing harmony together on old Beatle tunes. After that, I joined a Dixieland jazz band. I like to tell people that that's when I joined the circus and went on the road, because it was little old 18-year-old me and like a bunch of guys that were over 30. They were old. Old, old, old. Though our drummer was 56, he was old. And I went out with the Celebration Roadshow for a few years and played Dixieland jazz. Moved to Chicago. That is where I met a group called the Buckinghams. And, you know, we did Kind of a Drag, When Your Baby Don't Love You. Yeah. Yeah. And so we actually recorded an album. And then in 1985, we went on the 1985 Happy Together Tour with the Grassroots and the Turtles, Gary Lewis and the Playboys, and of course the Buckinghams. And on that tour, there was this really cute guy, and his name was Chuck Lewis. And we became really good friends. The tour left, we started out in April, and we went all the way through till November. It was about a 10-month tour, give or take a week or so. Three different legs on the tour with 1 week break between the legs. So we did well over 265 dates through that year, and it was quite interesting. And, of course, you remember this song. Imagine me and you, I do, come on. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together.
If I should call you up, invest a dime, you say that you belong to me and ease my mind. Imagine how the world would be so very fine, so happy together. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I can't see me loving nobody but you.
That was it. Okay, just, yeah, just going down memory lane. Well, we would end that show. That was our grand finale. Everybody would come out. We'd all hold hands, and Chuck would come out, and I'd hold his hand. Didn't want anybody to know we were dating. We were trying to keep it under wraps. You have to understand that on this tour, there were 36 guys and me. Now, I see some of you girls going, woo! But let me tell you, it wasn't woo, all right? All right, I'm telling you what a woo. Because, you know, in the music business, it's a man's world. Yeah, it is. It truly is. And so being out there with all, okay, yeah, we're... being out there with all the guys. But I was really grateful to be able to... do that, and that tour was fantastic. Then at the end of 1985, Chuck said to me, "You're just the cutest thing in the world. Will you marry me?" And I said, "Yes." He's clapping. For those of you, he's clapping his hands. He's my biggest supporter in more ways than you can imagine.
I made so many guys jealous.
Oh, he did. All the guys. We won't go there. I could tell a funny story on the tour. Okay, I'll tell you one story.
Make it quick.
Okay, I'll make it really quick. So, all right, this is kind of, it's a little R-rated. Not R. Okay, what's PG-13. There you go.
13.
All right, so Chuck and I are trying to...
PG-13 is tomorrow's R, though.
Yeah, that's true. So Chuck and I are trying to keep our little thing secret. We don't want anybody to know that we're dating. Okay, so... I would either sneak to his room or he would sneak to mine. So I snuck to his room one night. Now, Chuck was on the crew. He was the drum tech. So Chuck is leaving at 6 in the morning. And me, I don't leave till later. So I'm in Chuck's room. And, 6 o'clock comes early and he leaves. I wake up. Chuck's gone. He's gone. His suitcase is gone. I'm so sad. Well, I wake up and realize that he accidentally packed all my clothes. All of them. Nothing left. No. No, 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 nothing. So here I am. And my room is way, 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 way on the other side of the hotel. And to top it all off, we're on the second floor, and in the middle of the second floor is this little lobby where they serve
the brunch.
And I know that I have to leave at 10 o'clock, and I know where everybody is. Everyone is in this middle area having brunch, and there's only one way out, and that's past them. I don't know what to do. So now I'm thinking, well, okay, it's time to make a phone call. I call up the hotel concierge, thank you. And do you guys have any robes? Oh, I'm sorry, we don't have robes. Okay. I'm thinking, what do I do? toga party, no. I'm thinking, what do I do? So I'm thinking, I don't even have my key. Oh, my gosh, what do I do? So I call them again, and I say, okay, I've left my key. This is a situation, told the truth, and could you please meet me at my room? I'm headed there now. And so I just took a towel, wrapped around, put a towel on my head as though I had just gotten out of the pool, walked by everybody. Everybody just like, hey, Lori, looking at me kind of weird. And I said, have you been down to the pool? It's just wonderful. And I made it to my room safely. And that is my story, and I'm sticking to it. Okay, I've never told that story public. So, you guys have some blackmail. All right. After the that tour ended, I moved to San Diego in January of 1986. And this is when a lot of things happened. Number one, I had this amazing opportunity to be in a few bands here in California. One was the Monroes. They had a group, a big hit, What Do All the People Know? So I sang with them. And then I got a phone call from John Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas. Now, on the Happy Together tour, what had happened was they had played with us a couple times as a guest band. So John kind of knew who I was. Chuck, the year before, was on the Happy Together tour, and he knew Spanky McFarlane, who was singing with the Mamas and Papas in place of Mama Cass. And he had called her and said, is there any work? Well, Lori's looking for some work, and San Diego doesn't have a lot going on. And so she said, well, you know, you just might be surprised. Well, evidently, Mackenzie Phillips, here she is, 7 months pregnant, and she's going into rehab, so they needed someone to fill in. So there I was, and I jumped on the chance to do it, and I joined the Mamas and Papas, and that was an amazing time. I was with them for a full year. Mackenzie came back, and then I would replace her on and off for the next couple years, and then at the end of 1990, I joined them permanently for 3 more years before they split up, and anyway, I'm going to do a beautiful song that I love by the Mamas and Papas. You know what it is. Okay. Let's see if you know.
The sky is gray. I've been for a walk on a winter's day. I'd be so safe and warm if I was in LA. California dreaming on such a winter's day. I stopped into a church, I passed along the way. Well, I got down on my knees and I pretend to pray. Ooh, the preacher likes the cold, knows I'm gonna stay. California dream on such a winter's day, on such a winter's day. California dreaming on such a winter's day, California. such a winner's day.
Oh, you guys, thank you so much. Thank you. You guys are so nice. Well, little did people really know, besides my secret love for Chuck, I also held another big secret. And that was, I don't know, how do I just say this? I'll just say it. I had a love affair with drugs. And it went from 1980 to 1990. There's a few things that happened to me through some dramatic and traumatic circumstances that just seemed to keep me calm and help me to forget all the cares and woes of the world. And it was just like this was the spell that was cast over me, and I could not be free of it. There were a lot of friends that knew about my drug addiction, and they just expected it. They accepted it because, after all, it was music. I was a musician. Everybody expected it. It was the 80s, and people did it. And, you know, everyone was doing it, so I thought. It brought me to a place, though, where I did have a spiritual awakening. And, yeah. Amen. But there is something that definitely really was life-changing for me while I was doing that, and I had a drug-induced heart attack because of it. And, you know, it was one of those things where I wanted so much to get out of the situation, and I didn't know how. And it was just a thing where I ended up calling on God. Now, I'm not here to preach and tell you what you should do or what you should believe in, but this is something that happened to me that was life-changing. And anyway, this is sort of how I felt at the time, and I'm going to just do this song that I really like. It's an old blues tune, and it's called I Put a Spell on You. I put a spell on you, 'cause you're mine. Oh, yeah. Oh, you better stop the things you do. Oh, I tell ya, you know I can't stand it. You're running around, you know better, baby. I can't stand it because you put me down. Ooh, I put a spell on you. Oh, because you're mine. Can't stand it, I can't stand it. I knew better, baby. Oh, I can't stand it, 'cause you put me down, yeah, baby. Oh, I put a spell on you. You know I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, anyhow. I don't care if you don't want me, I'm yours right now. Oh, I'll put a spell on you, baby. Because you're mine. Oh, oh, because you're mine, yeah. Because you're mine. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Oh, you guys are so great. It's nice to have, you know, sometimes I play in prisons and I always can say, oh, it's great to have a captive audience. But I guess that's not the case here, is it? I just want to share just a couple more little things with you. I don't know what the heck is going on here. Oh, here we go. I don't know. You know, after the whole drug thing and when I had this big spiritual awakening, things started happening. I don't know, 1993, I left the mamas and papas. I started doing this, I did an album, which I wish I would have brought, but I ran out. Sorry. I would have just given everybody one. But what had happened was I was just fatigued all the time. I was tired. I didn't know what was wrong with me. I went to the doctors, doctor after doctor after doctor. I was in pain. I could barely walk. At one point, I was in a wheelchair. I couldn't do anything, and nobody could find out what was wrong with me, and they said, you have fibromyalgia. No, you don't have fibromyalgia. On and on this went. And it just got to the point where I just felt like, you know, I've just made this big change in my life. I've made this big turnaround. And now suddenly my life is just spinning. I found out 16 years later what the problem was. I had Lyme disease. But back in the early 90s, they kind of didn't know what it was. And it kind of came down to like, well, you know, you live in California. It doesn't really matter because, you know, they don't have it here, you know. Well, do you know what troubled waters are? You know, like that song that Simon and Garfunkel, you know, they write, a bridge over troubled water. Well, you know, they're waters that seem impossible to cross. But I want you to notice I'm using that word seem because the water, it's stirred up. And to cross that river could mean taking a life-changing path leading towards possible destruction. Or perhaps maybe leading a way to overcoming life's adversities. And every day we take these chances, right? True? Every day we face troubled waters, whether it's finances, relationships, or just simply getting up in the morning. And for me, sometimes it was. Literally, getting up in the morning was hard. But one thing about troubled waters, you know, they're everywhere. And sometimes all we need to do is just wade in that water. Just, you know, maybe you start by putting your toe in the water first just to test the temperature. Next thing you know, you got your ankles and then you're up to your knees and, you know, this isn't so bad. And, you know, there's never really a simple way to cross that river of troubled waters. And wading actually means that your feet are still touching the bottom. Do you know what I mean? You're wading. And sometimes we don't have any choice but to immerse ourselves completely and fully into this water. And then, you know, we have to have that faith. And, you know, we have to believe that we can do it, allowing the waters to carry us to that victory. And I took that step of faith when I walked away from the mamas and papas. I knew my time with them was done. My life had taken a totally different path, and the drugs and all that crazy lifestyle was behind me, and I was going to continue to be true to myself. And, you know, even though I thought that being this rock star, traveling with the mamas and papas and living that high life, traveling first class and staying in the nicest hotels and making the good money, I thought that that was the promised land, you know? But I realized that there was something that was much greater waiting for me. So I'm going to do this song for you. And I love it because it's an old gospel hymn. And it's a lot of fun. And you guys can sing along if you want.
Gonna trouble the water now. Who's that young girl dressed in red? Wait in the water. Must be the children that Moses led. Well, God's gonna trouble the water. The water way. What children wait? Children. Trouble the water. Well, now, who's that young girl dressed in white? Wait in the water. Must be the children of the Israelite. Oh, God's gonna drop all the water. The water away. Trouble, need a water, water, water now. Now, if you don't believe I've been redeemed, wait in the water. Well, now just follow Jesus down the Jordan stream. Now, God's gonna trouble the water, the water away. Children away. Children. Water. Well, now trouble the water. Trouble, 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 trouble. Wait in the water. God's gonna trouble the
Oh, you guys are so nice. I'm going to do one more song for you guys. And Before I do, I just want to just finish my little story. You know, I had a chance, and I'll just give you the long list of all the different people that I've had the opportunity to sing with or perform with. I sang with the Spinners. I sang with Martha Reeves. I sang with Harry James. Les Elgart, he's a big band leader. You know, I've shared the stage with a lot of really great artists in my life, and I wouldn't trade doing this for anything. And, you know, whether it's an audience of just a few people or thousands of people or this wonderful group right here that, you know, you guys are wonderful. And, you know, after I found out that I had Lyme disease and I had treatment and whatnot, and I was sent to a rheumatologist where I found out that I had I can't even talk today. What's wrong with me? I didn't drink or nothing. I really don't drink. I had psoriatic arthritis and also ankylosing spondylitis. So I have actually four different kinds of very extreme aggressive forms of arthritis that have pretty much wiped out my hands and my knees and my feet. And I've had two knee replacements. Yay, I know. Thank God for knee replacements. Now, if they can only figure out how to replace fingers, that would be really nice. Finger joints someday. But you know, through all of this, I have learned from a lot of people, actually, who are different abled. And I have learned to stay positive, you know, because for a while I really, really became feeling like I was a victim. I had a victim mentality over this. And I just felt like the world had dealt me this bad card and God had dealt me this bad card. And, you know, just I was just waiting for God to just strike me down for one more bad thing in my life, you know. And then people were always asking me, how are you feeling? How are you doing? Oh, I've been praying for your health. And I really always appreciated that. But I got to the point where, you know what, it was time to just stop being that person that was always just crying out and to my friends and telling everybody, you know, how my life was so crappy. And I found this song that I really love. And here's what I'm going to end with, because it's called Don't You Ever Let Nobody Drag Your Spirit Down. And I love that idea, you know, because we can just go through things in our lives, you know, and everybody in this world, you know, we are not alone. You know, everyone goes through trials and tribulations. It doesn't really matter. And life is temporary. It's so temporary. And, you know, I learned that life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is your gift to God. So I give this gift to you, and I share my gift. And Jim Schmitz over here on the bass, he plays in our church worship team, and he gives his gift. And my husband Chuck also is our worship leader, and you know, I know maybe some of you feel like you've been to church today. And you know what? If you don't believe any of that, then that's cool, man. You know, that's the thing. It's just like, you know, that's why I love America, because we can believe what we want and we can agree to disagree. And, you know, I don't judge you and I hope you don't judge me. So thank you so much for this opportunity. And I want to thank a certain person here. I want to thank Charlene Ornelius for bringing me here. I've known Charlene forever. I've totally crossed boundaries and played with her dog when he was working. two of them. Yeah, she'd get mad at me. Don't play with my dogs. They're working. I go, okay, I won't. I'd be passing them treats, and they'd be wagging their little tails. I'm a bad person. I'm sorry. I just, like, everybody's bringing their dogs in today. I was just like, just drop them off at my feet, and I'll take them all. I love dogs so much. Anyway, you guys, you have a good night, and I just appreciate you all so much. So we're going to close out with this one, and you guys can clap along or whatever. You can dance, yes. You might slide, tumble and fall by the roadside. Don't you ever let nobody drag your spirit down. Remember you're walking up to heaven. Don't let nobody turn you around. Well, now walk with the rich, walk with the poor. Learn from everybody what your life is for. But don't you never let nobody drag your spirit down. Remember you're walking up to heaven. Don't let nobody drag you around. Well, now some say yes, some say no. Some wait and see which way the wind blows. Won't you ever, never, 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 never let nobody drag your spirit down. We're walking up to heaven. Don't let nobody turn you around. Come on, Chuck, take it away. People are dancing. Come on now. You can dance. You can just stand right up at your table and dance. The dogs are dancing. Woo! You know, I might say some things that sound strange to you. I might preach the gospel, I believe it's true. I won't let nobody drag my spirit down. Yes, I'm walking up to heaven. Won't let nobody turn me around. Well, you might slip, you might slide, tumble and fall by the roadside. But don't you never, 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 never let nobody drag your spirit down. You're walking to heaven. Don't let nobody turn you around. Well, never, never, never let them drag your spirit down. Never, 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 never let them drag your spirit down. Don't you never, never let nobody drag your spirit down. Remember you're walking up to heaven. Don't let nobody turn you around. Remember you're walking up to heaven. Don't let nobody turn you around. You're walking up to heaven. Don't. Don't you let nobody drag your spirit down.
I don't think I need to read Braille to say, let's put our hands together, Lori, Chuck, and Jim.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you all. Thank you so much. And if you would like to go to my website, it's lorismusic.com. And Lori is spelled L-A-U-R-I-E. And then an S, but no apostrophe, just lorismusic.com. And you can go there and, I don't know, Google me if that's still legal. Can you still Google people? Okay. Thank you all very much. And you have a great night.
Wow, what a way to have our banquet with a fantastic keynote. I don't recall anything with this much celebration. All right, all right. Before I give this back to our president for a wrap-up, well, there are two things. One, I am going to tell you one story, only one. And to follow after that is not easy, but it's only one, so you have to put up with me only for a minute or so. But it has to do with the church, so we're going to do that, and it's nice, it's clean. For me, it's clean anyway. One Sunday morning, it seems that there was a priest at the church, and he saw little Alex standing in the foyer, and he was sort of staring up at this large plaque. It was a plaque that was covered with names with small American flags, and Alex didn't really understand what it was all about. So the priest saw the little 7-year-old Alex looking at this thing, and he said, "Alex, well, you know, what are you so amazed about?" And the little boy said, "Well, I don't really understand that." He said, "What is this thing for?" He said, "Well, Alex, this plaque with all the names and all the little American flags is for all the men and all the women who died in service." And Alex wasn't sure what to say, and he looked perplexed, and sheepishly he looked at the father and he said, "Father, was it the 9:45 or 11:15? All right, I got one. Give me that. Now you have to admit, a little kid would think that way. we can't have raffles, so I'm not calling for any raffles. Do we have any kinds of door prizes tonight?
Yes, we do.
Okay, Mr. President, thank you for letting me be MC, and I'm going to turn it over to you for handling the door prizes, and thank you so much.